Simon Shin Mem Sif Dalad. Now discussing the lachos of Ksiva, the lach of Kesem on Shabbos. The Chaber says one should be careful not to write with his finger with mashkin with liquids on the table, a be'efer, or in ashes. Mishnah Berurah says the biggest side over here in the lach of Ksiva, and really the reverse would go for the lach of Mechiko. The only chayim of the raisa for the lach of Kesem of writing, if you write with the dover meskayim, with something that's going to last, such as ink, dioy, or other types of ink that last, on a dover meskayim, on the surface that's going to stick around, that's going to be here long term. However, if you write with a dovish in the meskayim, with something that's not going to last, or on a dovish in the meskayim, it's only going to be asr midrabanan. But it'll still be asr midrabanan. In fact, if you write with a dovish in the meskayim, on a dovish in the meskayim, it's still going to carry the same isr midrabanan. So, if you stick your finger, you dip your finger into a mashka, the liquid, and you write with it on the table, or on paper, or on cloth, or anything like that, you can have isr midrabanan. So you're writing with a dovish in the meskayim on something that's going to last. And that friend will say, let's say you have these masks and these liquids on Dovish Enim Eskayim, like on the leaf of a vegetable, which can eventually shrivel up and fall apart. So it's Dovish Enim Eskayim on Dovish Enim Eskayim. You still have the same Issa Drabonim. If you stick your finger into ashes and you form the shape of a letter, or let's say the frosting on the window in the winter, if you make letters with your fingers and the frosting on the window, that's also that's not going to be Eskayim, but still Issa Drabonim. Mishnah Berurah says if you have something that's congealed, like Dam or Chalev, that's congealed, and you stick your finger in that, and you form letters. He says, that's mashma tsefta, that's right enough meskayim. It's not going to be asr rabbanan, rather it's going to be chayiv. Not necessarily does everyone agree to this, shayat siyam brings down the meshitas, but the tsefta is more the chayiv. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes like that. Now, the Ramah says that's mutter to, in the air, move your fingers in the way to show somebody letters, to make the forms of letters just by moving your fingers in the air. That's nothing. That's not ksivim b'chlal. That's not even rabbanan, that's mutter l'chatchilo. Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about someone wants to hint something or tell something to his friend, and he shows it by showing letters in the air. So, there's no malach v'al b'chlal, it's naksiva, and it's the same thing. Somebody wants to see an umnis, how it's done on Shabbos. He goes to the place where umnim are working. So, even though he's learning the umnis, he gains knowledge from it, but there's no malach involved, and he's allowed to do that. So, here also, even someone's practicing writing, practicing letters by moving their fingers in the air as a practice, there's no actual ksiva, and therefore it's mutter to do it. Now, in terms of going near the umnis, people are doing work, a profession, there you should only do it once in a while, not on a regular basis, and you shouldn't talk to them about the business, to the goyim over there. You end up having isur mimtzachavtzach and other problems. We're just bringing out the point, though, that you didn't do anything. You just are studying the umnis by going there. Here also, you're practicing or studying ksiva, but you didn't do actual ksiva, so it's mutter, and there's no problem with chal. It's not rishuma nikkur. There's nothing nikkur about it. If you move your fingers on the table or on a paper in the form of letters, also Mishnah Berurah says mutter. It's not davish enem eskayim. It's nothing whatsoever. Now the Mishnah Berurah says he's going to explain for the Gemara and the Paiskim the main dina of ksiv v'chika, what's chivchadz deraisa, what's potar v'asa, since the Shulchan Aruch is mekatzer about. And he says he's said that the ksiva, yoni chayiv, write with something that's going to last, like dioi or shachar, sikra, different forms of ink, better ones, shvach ones, things that are going to last. He's even lead from a pencil. That's also good davar meskayim, although it's not as good as ink. That's the pin of Mishnah Berurah. It's machmer ba'an the Be'er Halacha. The writing with lead, like a lead pencil, is also a davar meskayim. And you have to write on davar meskayim, such as skin, paper, cloth, wood, those things. But if you write with something that's not going to last, like the fruit juice or other mashkim, or if you write with yoy on something that's not going to last, like on the leaf of a vegetable, so that's potar. Well, also, you only chayiv, it's with a davar oimid on a davar oimid. And mechika also, you only chayiv from mechika, if you erase a ksav ha'oimid from on a davar oimid, something that's going to last. It's a drabonim, though, you have in any case, regardless, even if it's davar she'ein ha'oimid, on davar she'ein ha'oimid, davar she'ein ha'oimid, on davar she'ein ha'oimid, still you have it's drabonim for ksiva and mechika.